And then one term, Charles simply wasn't there, and the general consensus was that he had been asked to leave. Nettleton was a strict disciplinarian and a secretive one, so we never knew the reason. It could have been something as comparatively innocent as the possession of cigarettes or alcohol. I did not see Charles for another 10 years. There was a time in the early 1970s when I had left art school and worked for an advertising agency because I was not yet earning enough from painting portraits. Charles, in a similar position, albeit on a much grander level, had set himself up as a photographer. He covered social events and did fashion shoots for the glossy magazines, occasionally crossing over into advertising, which was how we met again. I am a painter, and so not a connoisseur of photography, but I would say that Charles had a real talent for it. There were those, of course, who said that he owed his success chiefly to the fact that editors liked to have the byline, "Photography by Lord Charles Purfoy," on their photo spreads, but nobody could deny his competence. Our agency had been commissioned to produce a superior knitwear catalogue, and the idea was to show models, male and female, in their jumpers and cardigans, lounging about the interior and grounds of an old country house.